You've been in the house for months, but now you're itching to get back to hanging with your friends. How do you navigate the uncertainty about staying safe, the judgment about returning outside, and the tension among friends who have varying levels of comfort with socializing during a pandemic? Each of your friends may currently have different boundaries when it comes to spending time together, and that might raise a lot of questions. So whether you've been staying in or going out, we have to have a conversation that gets us all on the same page so we can try to save our friendships during a time that threatens to change them forever. So today I'm talking to Michelle Sprott, the founder of the Brunchnista lifestyle brand that started in Brooklyn, New York. Before COVID, the Brunchnista brand was about bringing women together not just for brunch, but to intentionally set aside time to connect. And now she's showing us how to remain social as our social butterfly selves when we've got to be more careful than ever before. So let's do it. Let's talk about how to get together or not during COVID. You're listening to Friend Forward, a podcast dedicated to teaching the modern woman how to create and maintain better female friendships. I'm your host, Danielle Byer-Jackson, a certified friendship coach and author of the book, Give It a Rest, The Case for Tough Love Friendships. And I'm here to show you how to have better connections with the women in your life, because at the end of the day, we need each other. Tell us a little bit about Brunchnista as a brand, as a concept, and really kind of like as a movement right now.
So Brunchnista, of course, I started Brunchnista out of my love of brunch and gathering people over good food. I'm an early bird, so I like to wake up early. So that's why it became brunch. And I could start early and end late. So, after a couple of Sundays of me marathon brunching, one of my friends came to me and she's like, "Where are you coming from?" It was like 8 o'clock at night. She's like, "Where are you coming from?" I'm like, "I'm coming from brunch." She's like, "It's 8 o'clock. I was like, "Girl, I know it's an all day thing." She was like, "Girl, you're a Brunchnista." And I was like, "I think you're right. I like it." So it took a while to actually, you know, turn it into something, but Brunchnista is just an evolution of me as a person and all the things that I've loved and all the things that I've learned along the way and just basically sharing it with everybody. It's a big part of my life, and I'm sharing how I live with everyone and hoping you'll connect in some way.
You're finding that it's become like this form of maintaining your friendship. It's dedicated time on the calendar. So tell us about like how this goes beyond just eating, you know, French toast.
Yeah, I always in brunch and starting Brunchnista, I came up with the concept that brunch is my self-care. So I definitely use it as my time to get away, forget everything, put on that cute outfit that I've had in the closet that I think I'm gonna wear, but I'm never gonna wear it really. So I'll just put it on and wear it to brunch, call up my girlfriend that I haven't seen or seen face to face or really checked in with in a while and say, "Hey girl, let's go to brunch." And that really fills me. It fills my spirit. And every time I reach out to somebody, they, you know, even if they were thinking about it or hadn't implemented it, they're like, "Girl, I'm so glad you called me. I so needed this. Thank you so much. Girl, time's so important." You know, so it just, for me, it's really the way that I can, you know, make sure that I'm here and I'm taking up space still. And so I'm very conscious of making sure that that is something that I tap into for myself and also, you know, with the brand. And I'm hoping other women do the same, be very more intentional about your friendships. Because once you get older, it's like, you know, social life is the first thing that goes out the window when you start grinding. Social life is the first thing you put on the back burner when things are going bad. You're like, "Oh girl, I can't hang out," or "I'm trying to get this company done," or "I'm trying to, you know, get, you know, rise to the top at my job. I don't have time to socialize." But what I've found is that that is the thing that really most of us need to fuel us and push us forward. And so I think it's really important that we don't forget that part of our lives, because that's how we like exchange energy. That's how we refuel. That's how we like encourage each other. That's how we check in on each other. And everyone needs that. I don't care who you are, you know, what level of life you're at. Everyone needs that encouragement and that social circle to thrive in life. And I think we realize that with COVID. With COVID, we realize that, you know, 4 weeks in the house without seeing your girlfriends, everybody was like, oh no, please invite me everywhere. I'll never say no again. You know, you realize how important it is, because once it's not there, it's a big hole. And so I'm glad COVID, you know, relieved a lot of things, revealed a lot of things, but I think as we were moving more digitally and thinking that we were still communicating and reaching out and, you know, being digitally intentional with our friendships, COVID definitely showed us that digital isn't enough. And so if anything, I'm glad for that, because it's definitely showed us that we need to be more intentional about being face to face.
Okay, so let's talk about a recent post. So you made a recent post on your Instagram, okay? The visual was gorgeous, as always, but you read the caption, and it said something about, you know, listen, I'm ready to get back to brunching, no judgment, some of y'all are ready, some of y'all are not, but let's figure this out. And so that is actually a common issue right now, is how do I navigate and balance my boundaries, my comfort level, with my deep desire to get back with my girls? And what if I want to go out, but with these restrictions, but then only some of the ladies adhere to it and others are not? And how do I, so how have you managed to get back out there? And what precautions do you take? What are you seeing with, you know, the women that you brunch with in terms of their comfort level and how you all are managing? So how are you navigating all of that? What are you seeing?
So a lot of my friends aren't comfortable with going out yet. I have a couple friends who I've reached out to. They're like, Michelle, I'm not ready. I'm like, no pressure. It'll be there when you get ready. So, you know, for the people who aren't ready, I don't pressure them. And I say, you know, is there any way I could support you during this time? Anything that I can do that would make you feel comfortable? And when you are ready, feel free to reach out to me. The women who are comfortable, it's more of a smaller crew. So I do a lot of one-on-one, you know, sometimes I'll do two and me, two other girls and myself. But that's rare. So that has left a lot of the anxiety away. So one-on-one, I did a lot of rooftops this summer, you know, New York, we didn't have any indoor dining for the entire summer. So I just did my research and I found all the rooftops that had brunches that I wanted to try, and I did that. So that was pretty, you know, okay with, we didn't have indoor dining. So now we have indoor dining and it's at 25%. But one thing also, I would go very early in the morning. So as soon as the restaurant opens, if brunch starts at 11, I'm pretty much there at 11:30 when it's not as crowded and not as many people are there, so that I can, you know, get in and get out rather, you know, without interacting with a lot of people. Another thing is carry your own silverware. If you feel like it's, you know, it's, you're not ready, or, you don't think it's that safe, take your own silverware with you. Take your own things with you if you feel that necessary and you feel safer to do that. It's totally okay. I actually have a set that I'm selling that includes silverware for you to take with you if you don't feel comfortable. It's a portable set. It has forks, knives, two sets of straws, chopsticks, you know, whatever you need that'll make you feel comfortable.
Not the chopsticks, the chopsticks too?
Yes, the chopsticks too.
Yeah. And it, I think it brings a lot of other things to the surface, because one, you have to be doing this with people who you can communicate with, and they're, you know, two, who respect boundaries, who are not trying to push you to go faster or do more than you're comfortable doing, who are not going to make you feel silly if you say, I can't do that, but I can do this, and are like, girl, okay, great, we'll all adapt. So I think it kind of exposes a little bit of that too, of, you know, I know sometimes brunch can mean just a bunch of girls and just girl time, but I know that it could also be prompting some of us to really look at those friendships in general, and do I, you know, brunch with women who, you know, accept me, accept my boundaries, who, you know, are willing to accommodate and get creative with me and help a little bit. And so I think it kind of can be helpful in that way too, as we determine who we want to spend time with and how we want to spend our time. So I think it's kind of showing some things there as well. It's funny, because last weekend was my first time going out to do a girl thing since like February, and it was a big deal. And so I did that thing where I like, I texted before. So this is a tip I was giving some women is, you know, as we do the group text to try to coordinate, you know, dropping some hints in the text to let them know where I am without it feeling like such a serious talk. And was just like, you know, oh man, I can't wait to air hug you guys when I see you, to let them know I'm not there, you know. Yep. So they did their little LOLs, but it was my way of saying like, oh, you know, here's where I am, you know. Yeah. And oh, I'm down to go anywhere, you know, as long as it's outside, then I'm down for anything. So it was these subtle ways of saying like, I'm so down, but here are my two little things. And also being willing to stay home if, you know, the group says, you know, ah, well, we want to go here. Okay, well, that's cool, I can't come this time. So there are ways, you know, to your point, to say, this is how much I can do, this is how long, this is how far, and I'm excited. And so we kind of joked, because as we were like, I pulled up in the parking lot at the same time as a friend, and we were getting out, and I was like, oh my God, doesn't it feel good to like finally be out? And she was like, girl, we've been out. I was like, oh, okay. So it just shows we're all in different places and everybody's, you know, doing their thing. But, you know, a key component of any friendship is just respect at the end of the day. And I love your point about it looking like a marriage. Whatever works for your friend group within reason, that's, you know, reasonably safe, do what that looks like for y'all. What would be, like, as the brunch expert, some tips on how to have a successful brunch?
I would definitely limit it to a small group of people. Maybe definitely temperature checks if they have COVID tests. And obviously, you know how your friends have been living based on their social media. Like, if you have that friend that you're like, girl, how come you don't have COVID yet? Because you've been out, you know. And maybe that's not the person that you want to invite to your, you know, you know who you feel safe with. You know who you feel comfortable with. I would also probably do small bites. Instead of a full meal, I would do maybe like past small, you know, small kind of dishes around, maybe like a little chicken and waffle, a little shrimp and grit, a little, you know, kale salad or a little macaroni salad, just little small bites. So, you know, people aren't reaching over food or there's not too much points of contact for that. I would definitely, you know, have drinks, you know, everything else very normal, but just a smaller group and with the smaller bites, I feel like it'll be a little bit more safer than sharing food. And of course you have, you know, spirits and drinks and stuff to keep the party going. And maybe some type of COVID kit as a gift bag. So, you know, some hand sanitizer, some masks for, you know, your friends, you know, some, you know, different things that you feel they will feel a little bit safer in your home.
So for those of us who want to follow along with you and get some, you know, visuals of what you're doing and follow along for ideas, where can we find you and connect with you?
Oh, Brunchnista all across the board. Brunchnista on Twitter, Brunchnista on Facebook, Brunchnista on Instagram, Brunchnista everywhere across the board.
If you're feeling pretty intentional about working on your female friendships, well, then you should join us in our exclusive Friend Forward membership. Here you'll find courses, challenges, events, and of course, a community of tight-knit women who are ready to work on the very same things that you are. If you're ready to seriously start making better connections with other women, you have to join our exclusive Friend Forward membership. The waitlist is growing, but we'd love to have you as a part of our family. You'll find exclusive lessons, coaching exercises, and best of all, bi-weekly events that you cannot get anywhere else. We'd love to see you over there. It's at betterfemalefriendships.com. It's going to be a good time.